There are times when the cycle of Sunday readings offers us readings of great comfort and consolation. For example, last week's readings spoke to us about the majesty and the holiness of God. And yet at the same time, there was an underlying theme in there, how this great God of holiness and majesty became one with us through Jesus, his Son, to take upon himself our sinfulness and bring us eternal life. And if we could focus on that, there was great comfort, great consolation in those readings. But there's other times like today when the Sunday readings challenge us. In fact, they may make us feel a bit uncomfortable because we have to look at ourselves in comparison to the Word of God and must ask ourselves, how well am I living up to God's Word? How well am I following what the Word of God has laid out for me? And when we do that, it is often very challenging in our lives. I'd like to go to the first reading for a moment because I think it helps us to understand the gospel reading. First reading comes from the prophet Jeremiah. It says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns from the Lord." Then it uses that wonderful image about he is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season. And then it contrasts the one who trusts in the Lord. "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord." And again it uses the image of a tree. "He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not when the heat comes." The one who trusts in flesh, the one who trusts in the Lord. That is the great challenge for us. And in whom we trust speaks to us about our poverty or our richness. Not poverty in the sense of money, or wealth in the sense of money, but poverty in the sense of, do I know my need for God? Do I know that I must trust God for all things? Do I depend on God? Or do I depend on myself? Do I depend on the things that I possess, the people that I can influence, the strings that I know how to pull? Where is my trust? Now, it is true that when we have material wealth, we are more tempted to trust in ourselves, and we are less likely to trust in God. And yet, we have all known, I suspect, people who are very wealthy, who have deep trust in God. And we have probably known people that are very poor, who spend their whole lives lusting after wealth, after material things. It's not so much a question of whether we have money or we don't have money, we have material resources or we do not have. It is a question, do we know that all that we are, all that we have comes from God, and that God sustains us and guides us in every moment of our lives? You know, I see this in my own life. when I come to an important decision I must make, or come to a difficult situation I must confront, and I fail to pray, I know that I am not trusting in God. Instead, I'm trying to trust in myself. And that's the challenge for us. Do we trust in God? Do we know that apart from God, we are nothing? We have nothing. That we can lose everything in a split second. The readings today invite us to put our trust in the one who is the Lord of heaven and earth, the one from whom all things come, the one who has given us everything that we are, everything that we have, and everything that we will be. Do we know that? Do we put our trust in him?